Merry Christmas, everybody, and welcome to my vodcast, The Birth of the Christ You Truly Are, and the Initiation of the Christ to celebrate this great season, but specifically to help you remember that you are the Christ. Bum, 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 bum. So happy birthday, Christ children. And for you as an individual, happy birthday, Christ child. Greetings of love and joy, dearly beloveds, at this time when we celebrate the birth of the Christ child. But allow me to escalate this celebration to a much higher, expanded level than celebrating just one single Christ being, to the deeper meaning of the birth of the Christ in general, which is the birth of you and all beings, because we are all Christ children. So welcome, Christ child, that's you. Welcome to planet Earth. You are the Christ child we have been waiting for. So thanks for coming to planet Earth. We really appreciate it. You are the Christ child that was prophesied to come and save the world. So thank you for saving our asses, which don't really need saving, but it's a fun idea anyway. So I celebrate your birth, beloved Christ child, that you truly are. I honor you, and I bring you this message of remembrance as your birthday gift, as your Christmas gift, that you are the Christ. That's why everybody gets Christmas gifts, because everybody is the Christ. Not just one person gets gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You get it too. The Christ is not something outside of you, but something that you truly are. This is the true meaning of Christmas and the real reason Yeshua ben Joseph, aka Jesus Christ, also known as Sananda, came. That's the reason why he came to Earth. Not to be everyone's savior, but to remind everybody that you are the Christ. As a soul and spirit, Yeshua, aka Jesus, came to Earth to undertake the great journey of expansion, enlightenment, and the embodiment of the Christ consciousness. The embodiment of Christ consciousness, of divine truth, love, wisdom, and compassion. As a soul and spirit, he came here to embark upon a great journey of activation of the mastery and mystery that he truly is as a divine spirit in a human body. The same journey you are on. This was the initiation of the Christ. He came here to ascend, to create and facilitate ascension, or ground the ascension energies of the Christ here on this planet, on Earth, for you and everyone else. He came to cut the pathway of our ascension, our enlightenment, whatever you want to call it, to the realization that we are all Source, that we are all God, that we are all the Christs, to lead the way through the jungle of our liberation from the illusions of separation and unworthiness that keeps everybody from realizing how freaking awesome and amazing they truly are. So how do I know this? Well, because this is what I do. This is what we do. We are the ascension specialists. If you're watching this, you are an ascension specialist. The other people that aren't watching this and won't ever watch this, well, they're ascension specialists as well, because we're all Source. We're all God. Who we truly are is Source. But they just don't realize it yet. But you already realize it, or you are beginning to realize it. We are the planetary transitioners. We are the planetary ascenders. We're the planetary enlighteners, as it were. And we are all in this together. It's not just one person saving our sorry asses. We're all saving each other. We do not come to a planet and ascend so that people will worship us as if we are better than them, or because we are God, or because we're the only begotten Son, which is bullshit. and everyone else is not. We come to awaken our brothers and sisters who are asleep and who have forgotten their magnificence and who have forgotten that they are divine love and who have forgotten that they are God's source in human bodies. And we do this because it is our natural way of being. We have no choice because we live in our hearts and we know we are all love and we are all source. We are all divine. There is no choice but total prosperity and love for all. There is nothing else to do. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. For Yeshua, aka Jesus, personally, he probably had few specific conscious intentions of making the overall changes that he made. He was just following his spirit, at least initially, and at least the specifics of how the whole drama played out, well, he certainly wouldn't have planned that, especially the big final, you know what. So these were merely the consequences of his own personal initiations and his journey of awakening, enlightenment, mastery as a divine human, as a soul, as a spirit, as a planetary ascender, etc., and the fulfillment of the divine plan for anchoring the ascension Christ frequencies upon planet Earth. He was just following his spirit, which is something that hopefully you are doing as well. I do not know his level of conscious awareness that he had of his soul mission when he began his life, as most of us do not know, but surely, as is the case when anyone awakens to their own divine truth and own divinity, one's soul mission becomes more and more conscious, powerful, and fulfilling. The more one says yes to divine truth, divine love, and their divinity, well, the more they know how important their mission is, which is, how it has been for me, and I'm sure how it has been for you. The more one accepts their divine mission and embodies their divine spirit, their divine source self, their divine function, their divine essence, their keepership, whatever you want to call it, to accomplish their mission set out by their own source or spirit, the more of the divine plan for all of humanity is fulfilled, and the greater impact one makes upon the enlightenment, the expansion, the ascension, the evolution of planet Earth, and the ascension of humanity. This is the same journey we are all on. This is the initiation of the Christ to be divine truth, love, wisdom, and compassion, especially unconditional love, no matter what anyone else is doing, which is the essence of unconditional love. You are happy. You are connected to your source, regardless of what anyone else is doing, and you don't let anyone else determine how you're going to feel. Anyway, in speaking divine truth, living divine truth, being divine love, living divine love, being divine wisdom, living divine wisdom, being divine compassion, living divine compassion, that's your adventure, that's your journey, that's your initiation of the Christ, that's your ascension, adventure. And never giving in to societal pressure, genetic or soul programming, and fears, which of course cause you to abdicate your power and your convictions, or deny or flee out of fear, because you don't want to be cast out, betrayed, rejected, hurt, or killed by your family, friends, or society, from those beings who are afraid and in denial of their own divinity and love, or in the extreme case, you know, getting nailed to a cross. Nobody wants that. So as an ascension specialist, as a planetary awakener, as a being who recognizes their source self, you do not backslide or sell out or and get angry or judgmental and reactive when people around you do not understand divine truth and quite possibly judge you and misunderstand you and want to have you committed because the light that you are is illuminating what other people are trying to keep hidden and repress. You know, they're basically trying to repress their light because they do not want to hear what you have to say, because the truth hurts when you are denying your divinity, and they want to stay comfortably numb in their matrix of illusion, which of course is the basic storyline of Jesus being nailed to a cross, isn't it? You know, that's the extreme of everyone wanting to deny their own divinity. And maybe even your friends reject you and become distant because you are waking up faster than them. You're moving along at light speed and leaving everybody behind, and they feel abandoned. And, you know, because you're changing, and you know you're no longer the same person that they knew and partied with, and they no longer recognize you. You're no longer a vibrational match to them, and you no longer think the same old way or want to do the same old things and play the same old games and live your life based on the old victim, I'm a big ass victim patterns. They may feel hurt because you are energetically drifting away from them, and they feel like you are abandoning them. But regardless of what anyone else is doing or saying, no matter how wonderful or crappy things may get, you stand firmly anchored in divine truth, honoring that others need to experience what they need to experience as souls, even if that means being completely repressed and in denial. Doesn't matter, it's none of your business. Your business is your business, and what anybody else is doing is none of your beeswax. And regardless of their perceptions and judgments, you stay centered in love and compassion, centered in your magnificence, centered in your divinity, centered in your truth. Even if they're hanging you on the cross, you have compassion for those who know not what they do. So, here it comes. You are the Christ. There is no Christ outside of you. You are the Christ. So be the Christ that you are in a human body. Be divine compassion, love, forgiveness, truth, honor, especially unconditional love. Because these are the natural states of the Christ, the Buddha, the Master. The other states of consciousness that humanity suffers from, well, these take a lot of work to maintain. You have to really fight and scratch and join in other groups that agree with your delusions. So you got to maintain illusions. That's why people band together. So it may appear otherwise, but this is the illusion that humanity suffers from, that they believe to be truth. It's mostly illusion. The prejudicial, judgmental, dualistic, fearful states of consciousness humanity bases their entire lives upon are all bullshit. They are not natural states of being. Limitation is not a natural state of being. Doubt is not a natural state of being. Fight, fight, fight is not a natural state of being. Competition is not a natural state of being. Contrary to what religions and politicians and etc. preach, allowance and love and unconditional love is our natural state of being. These prejudicial, judgmental, dualistic, fearful states of consciousness, well, these are adopted beliefs and patterns which are used and believed because of self-delusion, that we are somehow not God, or that we are separate from God, and we're disconnected from God, or we're being punished by God, that we're somehow sinful and faulty, that we're somehow inherently evil and must be punished or saved or somehow reach enlightenment. All of that is just a big-ass pile of dinosaur shit. And somehow through our beliefs or actions, you know, receive absolution and earn divine grace from some sort of controlling God for us. Well, this is a fallacy propagated by those who wish to deny their suffering and beliefs that they are unworthy, who desire to control you and themselves to feel powerful, to deny their suffering and feelings that they are helpless and powerless by projecting this upon you as your judge or as your teacher or preacher. Their fantasies of unworthiness serve to help us feel separate from God and separate from each other, to feel limited and small. And when we awaken and shatter these illusions, when we remember we are God's source, that we are all magnificent, awesome beings of love and light, and to remember that we are all brothers and sisters, then we experience a quantum expansion and an even greater experience of oneness, love, and divinity. It is a bizarre experiment for sure, but one that we are all doing and playing, you know, playing the game of separation and the illusion of unworthiness because it's fun. Because of the great gifts that come from the contrast of unwanted things. Contrast of unwanted things inspires us to desire expansion, growth, and new things. We are the rats in the maze, but we're also the scientists who are conducting the experiment. Nobody outside of us is conducting the experiment. We are the rats and the scientists. This is the key element that all beings must realize so that we can create the reality that we have come here to create, an entirely new civilization of Christ's children, a world of abundance, prosperity, unconditional love, and compassion. When you begin balancing and playing slash working, aka plurking, with and being your own divine masculine and divine feminine, you embody the divine mother and divine father, and you birth the Christ child that you truly are. You're birthing yourself. So once again, this is the initiation of the Christ. Balancing, being, and living the divine mother and divine father, the divine feminine, divine masculine, that you are. That you truly are as source. Because you are both male and female. You're birthing the androgynous angelic self, the master self, that you truly are already. It's something you have to attain or achieve, something you already am as source. And when your life is this balance, when you are living every day this essence of divine creation, this essence of source that you truly are, then everything that flows from you, all of your creation, are like little Christ children. Your entire reality is a Christ reality filled with love, truth, wisdom, unconditional love, and compassion. And everyone is your brothers and sisters and your children, regardless of what they are thinking, saying, and doing. And you don't judge anything that they're doing. You're a source being of unconditional love, not conditional love where you judge people and need them to act certain ways so that you can be happy. Your happiness is not determined by what other people are doing. That is the essence of divinity. That is the essence of God, whatever you want to call it. The unconditional love, not conditional love, not judgment. You are the Father and the Holy Mother, Spirit, Shekinah, and the Christ child all at the same time. Your source, mother, father, masculine, feminine, and you're the Christ child. Every single person on planet Earth is a Christ child. And through your example, as the awakened master that you truly are, you will show others that they are also the divine mother, divine father, that they are all that is, that they are all creation, that they are source, love, joy, that they are the Christ, that they are Christ's children. Through your example, through your empowerment, through your awakening, through your enlightenment of embodying your source, living as an unconditional Christ as master, while others will see that they can also create the peace and truth and love and wisdom and prosperity that they truly desire and that they have come to this planet Earth to create in their lives. All the beauty and the magnificence that they have come here to create and experience in this lifetime will be inspired by you and the example, the delicious, joyful, unconditionally loving example of your life. And everyone is here to experience and create their own way, their own reality, through their mastery, their truth, their love, their compassion, their divine abilities, based on what they want to experience. Everyone is here to co-create heaven on earth together and manifest the new civilization of love and light, which is what we are doing right now on planet Earth. Regardless of what bullshit's going on planet Earth, you're co-creating heaven on Earth. I am co-creating heaven on Earth. And the people I attract are co-creating heaven on Earth, regardless of what anyone else is doing. Because the truth is, everyone's co-creating heaven on Earth. They just don't know it yet. They forgot why they came to planet Earth. So, happy birthday, Christ Child. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays, whatever you want to. And thank you for coming to planet Earth and blessing us with your awesome, Christed magnificence. We couldn't have done it without you. And it's a lot more fun with you. And Merry Christmas, Merry Mass of the Christ, dedicated to you, the Christed Master that you truly are. So in Christ consciousness, I am Zakirin Christ. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast and it has helped you to realize and remember that you are the Christ Child. And I hope you'll share this with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation. Come visit me at zakirin.com for tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality to literally make all your dreams come true and help you remember more and more and more every day that you are indeed Source. You are indeed the Christ. My name is Zakirin and I'm here to help you remember that you are the unlimited master of divine creation. You are indeed Source in a human body and you have the power and freedom to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance and anything you desire. Just with the thought of it. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!